Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord, with a heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord, with my hands lifted up and my heart filled with praise, with heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord, with heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come with a grateful heart to say thank you for another day. Father God, we realize that it is by your grace and your mercies alone, Father God, that we are able to rise and shine this morning, that we are able to go forth, Father, and venture into another day, a new day, a day we have not known, have not seen, will not know or see again, Father God. So for this, we come to say thank you. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for trusting us to be good stewards over this day. Thank you for your angels. Thank you for Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Thanking you for the precious Holy Spirit leading us and guiding us into all truths. We thank you for the body of Christ, Father God, and we thank you for the power of your word. Thank you for the gift of salvation. Thank you for this holy season, Father, that we are in. Thank you that we can commemorate, Father, the victory that took place some 2,000 years ago to redeem all mankind back to yourself, Father, for all of those who will believe. Father, we say thank you. We say thank you even for the ones that don't have sense enough to say thank you. The ones that don't even know they owe you thank. Father, we give you advanced praise even for the ones coming into your kingdom who are not there yet. We pray that they make it on time. Thank you. Thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for our endurance. Thank you, Father God, for our purpose. Thank you for our protection. We say thank you for our blessing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bless our services this day, Father, as we embrace the gifts of this brand new day and we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Father. Now, Lord, as you told your disciples to say, our Father which art in heaven, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and we bless the Lord. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership. We pray that everybody had a beautiful weekend. Amen, whatever you did, amen, as we celebrated Palm Sunday. Glory be to God have entered, amen, and to the Passover. Amen, glory be to God that we'll be talking about a little bit today. Amen, glory be to God. We pray that everybody, amen, had a wonderful, 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 wonderful weekend. Amen. We want to greet all of our first timers. those of you who are maybe just flipping through the channels, amen, but there's no accidents in the Lord's kingdom. Maybe you were invited here. Maybe it's been a while since you have come to visit with us. Nevertheless, we invite you to have a seat at the breakfast table this morning as breakfast is about to be served. Amen. Spiritual, amen, a breakfast for champions. Glory be to God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Dr. Alfreda out of Philadelphia, giving God all the praise, giving God all the glory, and giving God all of the honor. Amen. Oh, take and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. All right, all right, all right. So, amen. Yesterday, Palm Sunday, amen, the day that Jesus made his triumphant entry into Jerusalem to fulfill the mission and the purposes for which he was born in the first place. It was the last week of his life. It was the last week, and he knew it. He knew it. But for this reason did Jesus come. Glory be to God. He came to redeem mankind back to God because of the failure of the first Adam. And so God gave us a second Adam, and his name was Jesus. Amen. Jesus came, amen, to destroy the works of the enemy. Amen. This is what we taught on yesterday. Glory be to God. Jesus came that we may have abundant life. Glory be to God. Jesus came that we may have eternal life. Glory be to God. Jesus came. Jesus was the answer, amen, to every dilemma, every situation. Hallelujah. Jesus came. Amen. And so, beloved, let me say this. Amen. Hallelujah. If you take away this week, amen, out of history, if you take away the events that took place this week, beloved, from Palm Sunday, amen, to next Sunday, a resurrection, there's no Christianity. There's no Christianity does not exist, amen, if you try to erase, amen, the climactic event. Amen. The most precious. What we are in this week is the most holiest week on the calendar. And some people take it very, 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 very lightly. Oh, it's just another day, just another night, just another. No, 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 no. And we're going to prove that to you today. Amen. In Jesus' name. Glory be to God. Beloved, amen. We have entered into the Passover season, and the Passover is forever. Glory be to God. The Passover, beloved, amen. Those of you who know your history, Father God, and we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart is acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So the Passover, amen, when Moses, amen, was sent to Pharaoh, amen, 10 times, glory be to God, and commanded that God said, let my people go, glory be to God. And each time Pharaoh, amen, would say yes, but then he would change his mind. He would not let the children of Israel go, and it was their time to go, glory be to God. So what God did is God sent the plagues one by one. He sent the frog. He sent the lights. He sent the locusts. He sent the darkness. God sent the nine plagues. Still did not soften Pharaoh's heart to let God's people go. What Pharaoh did not realize is that Pharaoh was not coming up against Moses. Pharaoh was coming up against God. So God said, all right, enough is enough is enough is enough. You never want to get God to that place. When God says enough is enough, he's long patient. Why did God take so long? Because God is long suffering. He did not want to see Pharaoh go down like that. He did not want to see Pharaoh's men go down. He was giving Pharaoh an opportunity. See, but Pharaoh just wanted to have his own way. And so God said, okay, this is it. He said, now, Moses, this is going to do it. He said, but before I send this last plague, he said, you have to put this plague here is so strong that anybody who is not covered is going to be taken away with it. He said, I'm sending the spirit of death. And all of the firstborn, Egypt, all the firstborn, man and animal, all the firstborn, they're going to be swiped away with this last one. He said, but I tell you what you need to do. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, I need you, amen, hallelujah, to put, hallelujah, blood. Ah, my God, my God, my God. I need you, amen, to sprinkle some blood, hallelujah, on the doorposts and the lintels of the homes. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And when the death angel, amen, fly over, amen, when he sees the blood, ah, my God, Jesus, hallelujah, when he sees the blood, he will pass over that house. Oh, yeah, that's the Passover. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And beloved, and it came to pass just like that. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. On that first Passover night, that was the first Passover, the head of each Israelite household, amen, had obeyed God's instructions, but the Lord struck all of the firstborn in the land of Egypt. But those and all of Israel's homes were spared. Why? Because, amen, of the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Beloved, I come to tell you today that Passover was not just for that one night there with Moses and Pharaoh. The Bible teaches us that Passover is forever. Forever. Glory be to God. If God has commanded us to observe Passover forever, okay, now wait a minute, let me give you a scripture, okay, Exodus, I'm going to give you a couple scriptures, I hope you have your notebook, and I hope you have your pads, glory be to God. Exodus chapter 12, verse 14, this is just an overview, okay. If we'll have to take some Bible study time and get into it, I'm going to give you an overview to enlighten you, because a lot of us, our eyes are still closed to the will of the Lord. Exodus 12 and 14 says, this day shall be to you a memorial, and you shall keep it as a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it as a feast by an everlasting ordinance. That is the word of God. This is what God spoke after the Passover took place. Now, but if God has commanded us to observe the Passover forever, why aren't more believers today celebrating this sacred event? Well, just to give you a little bit of history, beloved, in the 4th century A.D., Emperor Constantine, he convened the Council of Nicaea issues. What Constantine did is he detached the church from the Hebrew calendar. So when he did that, that included separating the celebration of Easter, as we will be celebrating on this weekend, he separated that from the Passover. That was Constantine. That was not the will of God. But what happened later on is that Christians habitually observed only Resurrection Sunday. We only want to talk about Easter. We only want to talk about resurrection. But we let the tradition of the Passover fall by the wayside in the church.
And as God's commandments regarding Passover, beloved, are restored to the church, we are going to find out that the blessings that he gave his chosen people for their faith and for their obedience will be ours also. Now, some people may argue that Passover is an old covenant teaching given under the law. As believers, beloved, we now live under a new covenant of grace. That's very true. But God has given us a new covenant, and we live by grace because of the Jesus' blood and the blood that Jesus shed. But beloved, Bible scholars, men and women, boys and girls, nowhere in the Old Testament and nowhere in the New Testament does the word say that we are to neglect celebrating God's special feasts. God has three special feasts a year, and one of them is the Passover. Through Jesus Christ, beloved, the Old Testament was fulfilled. It was not abolished. And so, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Exodus 12 and 14 reads like this. So this day shall be to you a memorial, and you shall keep it as a feast. This is the Lord speaking. To the Lord, your generations, you shall keep it as a feast by an everlasting ordinances. Beloved, I want to put you to pay attention now. Write this down. Exodus, turn with me if you have your Bible. Exodus chapter 23. Here we're going to find out in God's word where God promises that as you are obedient to his word and as you faithfully celebrate the Passover, you're going to receive seven blessings that God promises belongs to you. Exodus chapter number 23. I'm going to start reading in verse number 14. Three, and the word of the Lord reads, three times you shall keep a feast to me in the year. You shall keep the feast of unleavened bread. You shall eat unleavened bread 7 days as I commanded you at the time appointed in the month of Abib. For in it you came out of Egypt. None shall appear before me empty. I want you to make note of that, verse number 15. We're going to come back to that as we close. None should appear before me empty. And the feast of harvest, the first fruits of your labors, which you have sown in the field, and the feast of gathering at the end of the year when you have gathered and the fruit of your labors from the field. Three times in a year, okay? Glory be to God. Verse now, jump down to 19. Jump down to 19. The first fruits of your land you shall bring into the house of the Lord your God. Glory be to God. Jump down to verse 20, where you find the first promise that God to all those who obey him. Verse 20 says, behold, I send an angel before you to keep you in the way and to bring you into the place which I have prepared for you. We see here, beloved, amen, that, amen, when we are observing the Passover, that God has assigned an angel to protect us. Glory be to God. Verse 21, beware of him and obey his voice. Do not provoke him, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. Verse number 22, but if you indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries. Here, beloved, we see that God's promise and covenant number two, God will be an enemy to your enemies. So we see where God is going to assign an angel to protect you. And now God says, I'm going to be an enemy to your enemy. Glory be to God. Now I want you to jump down to verse 25. So you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of you. Here we see, amen, thirdly, God said he's going to prosper you. He's going to assign an angel to protect you. He's going to be an enemy to your enemies. Now we see where he is going to prosper you. And that same verse, he also says that he's going to take sickness away from you. Jump down to verse 26. No one shall suffer miscarriage or be barren in your land. I will fulfill the number of your days. Here God has promised, glory be to God, that you will not die before your appointed time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yep. Not before your time. Not one day, not one hour, not one moment. Jump down to verse number 29. I will not drive them out from before you. Glory be to God. Let's go to verse 28 so you can understand. And I will send hornets before you, which will drive out the Hittite, the Canaanite, and the Hivite before you, from before you. I will not drive them out from before you in 1 year, lest the land become desolate and the beasts of the field become too numerous for you. Little by little, I will drive them out from before you until you have increased and you inherit the land. Beloved, we see here where God has promised for all of those who observe the Passover. He has a promise, increase and an inheritance will be yours. Anybody ready for increase? Anybody ready to collect their full inheritance? And then lastly, beloved, hallelujah, he tells us, amen, that the Lord will return to you what was lost to the enemy. So here we have, beloved, glory be to God, hallelujah, the seven promises from God. One, God is going to assign an angel to protect you. Two, God is going to be an enemy to your enemy. Three, God is going to prosper you. Four, God will take away sickness from you. Five, you're not going to die before your appointed time. Six, God is going to give you increase and an inheritance. And seven, the Lord is going to return to you what was lost to the enemy. Huh? And we know that's a whole bunch of stuff that the enemy has stolen, amen, from God's people. Beloved, I come to tell you today, based on the word of God, amen, that the Passover is not just an Old Testament ritual. You will find out when you do your research that even Jesus himself and the apostles practiced the Passover. Matthew 26:17 and verse 20. Acts 20:6. 1 Corinthians 5:7-8. The Passover. So what happened with Pharaoh and Moses was the first Passover, but the Lord has given us a command that was taken away from us, that, glory be to God, that we should continue the Passover forever, and a lot of God's people are not aware of this because of the maneuver that Constantine, amen, pulled on Christianity. But thank God for the preachers that are preaching it. And a good way, beloved, for us to tie together and commemorate the Passover and the death and the resurrection, glory be to God, which took place during the Passover. Jesus died during the Passover. It's for us to observe Holy Communion. I just want to drop this commercial in. We will be serving Holy Communion on Thursday night. We're going to be having 3 nights of service, Holy Week service this week on social media, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night at 7:30. Just want everybody to know, come Thursday night at 7:30. Amen. Some of you haven't taken Holy Communion in a while. Amen. But even if you did, he said, as often as you do this. Okay, so it's on Thursday night at 7:30, we will be serving Holy Communion. Come with your bread, your pretzels, your matzah, your grape juice, your water, whatever you got. It's all symbolic. Amen. Glory be to God. So, beloved, amen, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. The Bible teaches, as I close on this morning, the Bible teaches that faithfully celebrating Passover and God's other appointed times, as we read about the 3 special times of the year, glory be, but beloved, that's just not just for the Jews. I want you to know, if you're born again, you are a Jew. You are a spiritual Jew because of Father Abraham. Glory be to God. So the Bible teaches that when we faithfully celebrate the Passover, glory be to God, it's going to bring God's blessings into our lives to a greater degree and in a greater dimension. Can anybody stand anything greater? Greater than what you have already experienced before. Beloved, this is a time to praise God for his faithfulness in your life over the past year. And it's also a time to honor God by giving him your special Passover offering. He said, don't come before me empty. He said, bring an offering. Beloved, Exodus 23 reminds us, God says we must celebrate the 3 festivals in his honor every year. And he says, amen, read it for yourself. Exodus chapter number 23, verse 14, verse 15. No one may appear before me without an offering. You can't come empty-handed. You got to give God something. And you got to give him something that hurts. Something that he can feel. Not only are we to observe the Feast of Passover, Pentecost, and the Tabernacles, beloved, but we are also to commemorate them with an offering above and beyond our regular tithing. Malachi 3:10 teaches us that 10% of our income, the tithe, belongs to God. That's not even ours. So that's not a conversation because that don't belong to you. If you spend the top 10%, you just stole from God. You just robbed God. Can you imagine, amen, glory be to God, as being robbed, assaulted? But that's what you just did when you spend the 10%. See? And that's what puts you under a curse. Because you stole from God. You didn't steal from your neighbor. You stole from God. So we're not talking about the first 10% that belongs to God. But what the Bible is teaching us during the Passover, the season that we are in right now, beloved, during the feast, amen, that we are instructed to bring God an offering from the rest of our income. We're supposed to give God a special gift. A special gift from him. And God says when we celebrate the Passover, when we come to God with a special gift and observing the Passover, God already laid out the 7 things that he's going to do for you. Now, beloved, somebody lying. And I'm going to tell you who is not. Because God is not a man and God is not a liar. And God said, if you will honor the Passover, glory be to God, teach it to your children, practice it forever. Lord, come to me with a special offering. And God says that he's going to release the angel to protect you, be an enemy to your enemies. He's going to prosper you. He's going to take away sickness. You're not going to die before your appointed time. He's going to give you increase and an inheritance and return to you everything that was lost. But God's going to do that anyway, baby. You are misinformed, and my people perish for a lack of knowledge. My question to you today, beloved, amen, hallelujah. What will you bring to God this Passover season to claim his special promises for you for this year? Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I will admit, glory be to God, I had not been practicing Passover because I really just had not been practicing it, glory be to God, until about last year. Last year was when I really got really serious with the Passover. And I gave God a special gift. Oh, I felt that. The devil tried to call me crazy after I gave it. Last year during the pandemic was the best year I've ever known in my life. That was the best year financially and otherwise that I have known in all my years, because I obeyed the Passover and I gave God a special gift. And lo and behold, the seven promises, amen, hallelujah, that God has here, amen, glory be to God. Six of them have fully come to pass, and one of them is in progression right now. Let man be a liar, but let God be true. Amen. Passover week, beloved. The Passover is a Christian holiday that many fail to observe, but there are scriptures that speak directly to what God expects. Are you observing the season? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank God for Jesus. Oh, the rugged cross. Thank God for Jesus. Beloved, all covenants require a blood sacrifice of some kind. The difference between the covenants in the Old Testament covenant and the New Testament is that the Old Testament sacrifices had to be repeated year after year after year after year. But after Jesus' perfect sacrifice on the cross, no more blood sacrifices are needed. The blood will never lose its power. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus came to fulfill the Old Testament, not to abolish it. Amen. Can we give the Lord some praise today? Hallelujah. Pass it over. Pass over. Death, pass over. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, sickness, pass over. Yeah, glory be to God. Poverty, pass over. Yeah, struggle, pass over. Glory be to God. Pass over. Hallelujah, I'm covered under the blood. Passover, glory be to God. Drama, Passover. Confusion, Passover. Passover. Demotion, Passover. Glory be to God, I'm covered under the blood. Hallelujah, I believe in the Passover. Hallelujah, and Lord, we give you praise. We give you praise. Father, we thank you for the word of God on today. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for enlightening the eyes of our understanding. Oh, Father God, we've been in ignorance too long. You say your people perish for a lack of knowledge. Oh, Father God, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Easter and the Passover go hand in hand. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this holy week. Thank you for this holy week, Father. We thank you for the last 7 days that Jesus walked. Oh, Father God, Jesus died during the Passover. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And because of our faith, hallelujah, in the word, your faith in your promises, we can speak, Father God, to our situations. Hallelujah. And tell bad news. The Passover, because we're practicing the Passover in Jesus' name. And to God be all the praise, the glory, and all the honor. Hallelujah, hallelujah, and hallelujah. This is the word of God on today. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This week we are being, amen, taking, amen, some of the last steps with Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. As he worked his way up to the cross. Amen. Glory be to God. And on Friday, hallelujah, we've been commemorating those 7 last sayings. Amen. With our young adults and doing our Good Friday service. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Getting ready for Sunday morning. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for this Passion Week. Thank God for this Passion Week in Jesus' name. And form of announcement today, amen, we will be at the altar prayer at 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock. Amen. Come on, saints, let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let us pray. Amen. The souls all around the world, amen, will just come flocking to the cross this week. Amen. Let that be our petition all week long. Come flocking to the cross. What must I do to be saved? Flocking to the cross. Backslide is reclaimed. Flocking to the cross. Come on now. This is what it's all about. This is what it's all about. God is in love with souls. He is in love with souls. He loves the sinner. Hello, he loves everybody. Lottie, Dottie, everybody. There's nobody that God does not love. Get it through your head. You might not love him, but God does. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. All souls belong to me. Huh? But the soul who sins, it shall die. The wages of sin is death. Hallelujah. God don't want to pay you like that, but he has to honor his word. See? But if we, amen, can start loving people the way God loving people, glory be to God, and just carry the good news, share the good news, live the life, people will be changed. They want to know about Jesus when they witness your lifestyle. Sometimes you don't have to say nothing. They watching you. They're watching the things you do, the things you say. They want to be a Christian just because of your testimony. Huh? Glory be to God. Yeah, beloved. We are the light of the world and we are the salt of the earth. God is in need of you. He is in need of you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because we all going to stand before him one day. We all going to stand before him one day. Glory be to God. Sometimes we wonder why God is so kind to the evil people and the wicked people. Number one, amen, because God is long-suffering. Number two, they're not ready to die. Glory be to God. And number three, when they do die, God said, I'll be right here. He said, don't worry about it. If you live to be 400 years old, amen, I'm going to be right here. You can't get past God. You can't get past God. Amen. You love him today. Amen. To God be praised. Amen. All right. Hallelujah. Everybody have a wonderful day. Amen. Do a little bit more research on the Passover. Do a little bit more research. I know you're ready for Sunday, but you got to realize you're in Passover right now. You're in Passover. Don't let the Passover pass you over. Don't let the Passover pass you over. If you're listening today, glory be to God, and you would like to bring your gift to God and to sow into the fruitful soil of this ministry here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, Glenside, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. You can also donate on our website at lifewordjesus.org. Our Cash App address is $LifeWordJesus. You can do PayPal to PayPal at LifeWordJesus@gmail.com. Amen. Glory be to God. Let us hear from you one way or another. Amen. If you have a prayer request, we have powerful prayer warriors in this ministry. Glory be to God. And they will pray for you. They will pray with you. Amen. Let us hear from you. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right, saints, that's it for today. Lord's willing, we'll be back again tomorrow morning starting at 5 o'clock live. Amen. On Facebook, back here at 6 o'clock. Amen. For our 6 a.m. service. Amen. And then our 7:30 service tomorrow as we'll be celebrating Holy Week. And we're still going to have the 9 o'clock prayer this week. Because you know why? Because after somebody give their life to Christ, they may need to call in for some prayer. Matter of fact, we're going to be pushing them, call in right now. Let us pray with you. Maybe somebody will be struggling. Amen. Should I come to Christ? Should I not come to Christ? And they just need somebody to pray them through. Well, the prayer warriors are going on post. Amen. At 9 o'clock all this week. All this week. Well, to help pray somebody through. Amen. Why? Because this is what we do. Amen. I love you. Amen. Yes, I do. Amen. Hallelujah. Everybody have a wonderful, glorious, powerful, magnificent day. Father God, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Help us, Father God. Father, we thank you for canceling bad news, tears, and sorrow. Father, we thank you, Father God, for sending an angel. You have assigned an angel to protect us. We thank you for being an enemy to our enemies. We thank you for prospering us and taking sickness away. We thank you, Father God, that we will not die before our time. We thank you for increasing us, Father God, and increasing our inheritance. And we thank you for returning to us everything that was lost to the enemy. Father God, as we consider, Father God, the amount of the Passover offering that we're going to be bringing to you, Father God, sowing to you, help it to be something that will activate, Father God, hallelujah, your faith, our faith. Father, you said without faith, it's impossible to please you. Help us to get your attention, Father God, with our special gift. And we say thank you for it. In Jesus' name. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we thank you. And in Jesus' name we pray. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. And the Lord bless thee and keep thee and make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Amen. Walk in the blessing, saints. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. 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 And Passover with the Passover. Amen. Love you. Amen.
Hallelujah. You have won the victory. Lift up your voice and say now. You have won it all for me, and you are the thy stripes we are healed. Eyes now pierced, hands we're free. Eyes loved, we're washed clean. Now we have the victory. And the power of sin is broken. Yes, he did. He has won. Yes, he has. It all. So every voice. So glad that he's alive. Thanks. You have won it all. And we say death could not hold. Yeah. You're alive and well.
You are the reason.
Yeah.
Stretch out your hands.
He's alive. He's alive.
He's alive.
He's alive.